17 in regards to Karen Hornet, DVM.
Case number 2417, the complaint is Jovenel Solario. The respondent is Karen Hornet, DVM. On July 16th, 2023, Lala, a 11-year-old female chihuahua, was presented to the respondent on emergency due to decreased appetite and labored breathing. The dog was triaged and a critical assessment plan was recommended. Complaint declined and requested to speak with the respondent prior to authorizing any care. Respondent spoke with complainant and his family regarding her concern for congestive heart failure, CHF. Based on the dog's heart murmur and recent travels at high elevation and prior treatment with furosemide, hospitalization for diagnostics and treatment was recommended. Complainant's daughter declined and requested to take the dog home. Respondent recommended the dog at least receive an injection of furosemide prior to discharge, which was approved. The injection was administered and the dog was kept in an oxygen in attempts to reduce the dog's respiratory distress while waiting for the medication to take effect. The dog was discharged with instructions to restart furosemide, increase the pimobendin, and seek veterinary care the following day. It was advised that the dog could decline overnight and pass away. On July 17th, 2023, the dog was presented to Dr. Sandu at Christian Animal Hospital for follow-up. For a follow-up exam, thoracic radiographs for decline and blood work was approved. Dr. Sandu suspected CHF and recommended hospitalization at an emergency facility for oxygen support. Furosemide was recommended and the dog was discharged with Clavamox. On July 20th, 2023, the dog passed away. And the committee concluded that there was no violation of the Veterinary Practice Act occurred. It was moved by Dr. Pittsburgh and seconded by Dr. Butler, and it was approved with a vote of 3-0.
Okay.
To dismiss.
Thank you. We do not have the respondent nor the complainant here, and Dr. Wright, you are the lead.
Yes, thank you. So going through here and looking at another hard case going on with these, and the veterinarian kind of had their hands tied. I mean, things were declined. We weren't able to actually treat in the proper fashion. And I mean, sometimes all you can do is hope for the best, give some furosemide, and see if they'll start getting better. So I think with the limitations that were placed on the veterinarian, I don't see anything that was done incorrectly here. So I would make a motion to dismiss with no violation.
Second.
Okay. We have a motion and a second to dismiss case 2417. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. 2430, in regards to Jonathan Schneier, DVM.
Schneier.
Thank you.
Case 2430, the complainant is Roland Ruth Weinstein. The respondent is Jonathan Schneier, DVM. On March 17, 2023, Kona, a 10-year-old male golden retriever, was presented to respond on referral for an abdominal ultrasound due to anorexia, vomiting, anemia, and elevated liver enzymes. Ultrasound results were suggestive of lymphoma. Referral for further diagnostics and treatment were recommended. On March 20th, 2023, the dog was presented to the respondent's associate. Complainants refused to speak with the associate and waited to speak with the respondent. Respondent evaluated the dog and performed the approved recommended diagnostics. In-house cytology was suggestive of atypical T-cell lymphoma, and chemotherapy was started. On March 30th, 2023, the dog was hospitalized for the day for diagnostics and chemotherapy. On April 13th and April 20th, 2023, the dog was evaluated and provided chemotherapy treatment. On April 28th, 2023, respondent examined the dog and provided chemotherapy treatment. This was the respondent's last time communicating with complainants. On May 1st, 2023, the dog was presented to respondent's associate for anorexia and lethargy and was hospitalized overnight for care and treatment. The dog was discharged the following day. On May 3rd, 2023, complainants communicated their dissatisfaction with the dog's treatment to premises staff. Due to complainants' disrespectful communication with staff, they were terminated as clients. On May 6th, 2023, the dog was humanely euthanized by the primary care veterinarian's associate. And the committee concluded that no violation of the Veterinary Practice Act had occurred, and it was moved and seconded. The board dismissed this issue with no violation. The motion was approved with a vote of 3-0.
Okay, thank you. We don't have the respondent here, but Mr. Stoll.
Monitoring only.
Okay, and no complainant. And Dr. James, you are the lead on this one.
Yeah, so, I mean, this dog obviously was a pretty sick dog that had multiple issues going on. But I didn't, in looking through this case, see anything that I felt fell below the standard of care. It seemed like most of the issue with the clients getting more and more upset was not even with this doctor. It was after this doctor had kind of stopped overseeing the case. But even with that, I didn't see anything that either of these could have done differently. And so I would be inclined to support the investigative committee's findings and no violations in 2430.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to dismiss case 2430. If there's no further discussion, all those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Motion passes. All right. Are you ready to start again?
Sure.
Okay. All right. So thank you, everyone. Again, we're really behind on this particular one, so we appreciate everyone's patience, but we are finally on our final informal interview.